Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, my rockaholic brothers and sisters, it's Taryn Daly, and I'm super excited. I'm here on a Sunday, but it's a very special day, and I wouldn't be anywhere else because I am joined by Mixie from Stitched Up Heart.
Hi. It's just so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
I was all excited because I saw, like, on our little list, it said we weren't coming here, and I was like, oh, but I want to say hi to everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're really excited. Mixie, we are such huge fans of you guys, and really, I think the love of hair began at Pain in the Grass 2015 last year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were a part of the Another Century stage, and I remember seeing that blonde hair of yours like flying around, and everyone was just mesmerized. You guys had so many people there that were supporting you, like that have known you guys for a long time. Huge following at Pain 2015, and now we have you guys on the main stage at Pain 2016.
Right? It's super cool.
Pain in the Grass is on August 21st at White River Amphitheater. Tickets at KISW.com. We've been playing actually your single Finally Free since like, I think right after Pain last year.
Yeah, you guys like, you're the first radio station that we even talked to, like ever met. Like,
oh, wow.
Before Pain in the Grass, I didn't even think we played on FM at all. Like, there was nothing that ever happened, and it was just really cool. So we feel like there's like a bond. So the
totally.
Feeling is definitely mutual.
It absolutely is mutual. And every time you guys come through, it's like, we'll drop everything. Like, what time can they be here? We'll be there. Okay.
As do we.
So thank you for coming in today. Tonight you guys are playing at El Corazon.
Yeah.
Which is literally right around the corner
is
from
it?
The station here.
It's
yeah.
the first time we played there, so.
It's a really fun yeah. venue. I go there quite frequently, and the folks that run that joint are awesome. I have some favorite bartenders. So I'll have to tell you who they are.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, they'll
trouble.
Take good care of you. So yes, El Corazon tonight. People can still get tickets. You can walk up and get them, or you can buy them online and we'll call. Yes, do you know?
Yeah, I believe. I don't know anything ever.
Yeah, they don't tell me much either.
I just kind of guess what's going on. I usually just know. Okay, we have a show somewhere in some state.
And you guys have been touring basically nonstop for the last how long?
We did 14 weeks because we were kind of writing the record, and then we ended up going on tour with Like a Storm, One Eyed Doll, and From Ashes to New.
Gosh.
Oh, such a good lineup last December. And then we took like 2 or 3 months to finish the record because we mm-hmm. kind of cut in between the record to finish that. And now we're pretty much like, it's looking like we're not going to be back until September. So we'll be
yeah.
on the road dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that being said, what is the caffeine situation like on your tour bus?
I'm really trying not to drink as much. We already finished a whole case of Monster. But
my gosh.
I'm trying not to drink as much like energy drinks this time and just like off natural energies and stop relying on all that coffee, because then I just need more coffee and more coffee. But it's just teas and stuff for me. But the boys, you know. Well, Decker's favorite drink is alcohol.
Yeah. You don't have that in common. Crazy.
Anything with alcohol in it. And it's got water, so you can stay hydrated.
There
there's
you
water
go.
And alcohol.
Of course.
You know, but the there's coffee and Monster Energy and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So who on, you have to rat somebody out. Who is like the stinkiest person?
Randy? That was the easy answer.
Is it like really like radioactive
It's
levels?
Like if we didn't have to stop at the gas station, we would be totally fine with just using Randy.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
If that was a way to make that transfer, that's really
yes.
good.
Yes. Well, I appreciate your honesty on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, visual image.
We'll have to give him a hard time at Pain in the Grass, which, by the way, again, is April. We're in April, August 21st at White River Amphitheater. And besides you guys, we have Disturbed,
yes.
Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Saint Asonia, Anthrax, Pop Evil. You guys.
It's so cool.
And then our local friends from Windowpane here in Seattle. And the lineup is just insane. Is there anybody on that list that you've never seen before that you're super stoked about being with?
We met Disturbed. We met John from Disturbed, the guy with the dreadlocks, in New York at a New York show. He was a brother of the singer of One Eyed Doll that we were on tour with. And since then, we've kind of been keeping in touch and like keeping tabs and checking in and being like, we've become friends over time. So it'll be the first show that we get to play with Disturbed. And it'll be like, well, we know the headliner. Whoa,
oh, my
we're
gosh.
So cool. You know, but
those are my homies.
Yeah, my homes.
That's really cool. Yeah, we had David Draymond in here because they came through Seattle in the middle of March, and we did an interview before we had announced the Pain in the Grass lineup. And so he was here and was just so excited. One of the things that he and I discussed was playing a smaller venue. Like tonight you guys will be at El Corazon, which is just super awesome because people can get right up in your face and super intimate. And then you've got, you know, Pain in the Grass last year. We had 17,000 people there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like? What's your favorite or you know, kind of explain the difference from your perspective being the front woman?
I like... Okay, there's pros and cons to both because, again, like, it's intimate when you get to a close setting and you can, like, really focus. I try to see every single person in the audience when I'm on stage, and 17,000 people is really hard to do that, too.
It's a tall order.
So I just, like, point my finger, and I try to, like, point at every single person. Just, I want to get everybody, but, you know, like, last time, I think they had it set up where we were in the side stage, and they had the music from the other bands while the other bands were loading and changing on the main stage.
Uh-huh.
So people had to go to the beer garden to get more alcohol, and they didn't have any other choice but to listen to us because
yeah,
they're getting beer, they're stuck in line, they have to watch. And even if they plug their ears, like, they're the only band playing. But it was great, and I actually ran into Randy Blythe because he was there, and I met him.
Gosh.
And I ran into him, and I was just like, yeah, we were in the beer, like, you know, where they were at the beer garden, and... I don't know. He's really cool. I met him at the Motley Zoo Animal Rescue. You guys
yes!
had it set up.
That was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing it again?
I believe they are. I think they've been doing a lot of our events lately, and it's amazing how many great, like, adoption stories you'll hear. Mm-hmm. I mean, we post a picture of a dog, and within like 2 days, somebody has adopted it. You know?
There was a Mixie that they named a cat after me.
Yes, that's so awesome. Oh gosh, I think my heart melted when I saw Corey Taylor from Slipknot cuddling kittens. I was like, oh my god. Yep. As if he couldn't be any sexier, it really drove me wild last year.
That was the hot spot, man. Like, because Corey was there, I met him there. I met Randy there. I got pictures with them. I was like, what? So it was just like anybody goes to the Motley Zoo Animal Rescue, and then that's where all the cool people are hanging out.
That is definitely where you'll see, like, rock stars turning into
playing
little
puppies.
Puddles. Yeah, like, oh my god, they're so cute.
Yeah,
we have a really
so metal.
Good time. So metal, so insanely metal. Actually, just a couple weeks ago, they were backstage at the Slayer concert, and that was pretty hysterical. Looking at, like, you know,
Slayer,
mean Slayer guys, and here they're like just falling apart, looking at these little kitty cats.
Right,
so awesome. You know, and we've mentioned a lot of men. You know, you're surrounded by guys. You're in a male-dominated industry for the most part, but there are some pretty incredible, like, leading ladies of rock right now. I would say, like, the Mount Rushmore of rock. We have Mixie here. We've got Lizzie Hale.
Yes.
We have Maria Brink. We have Taylor Momsen. What would you say for women who are looking up to you, maybe, like, young, aspiring female vocalists, what would you say to kind of help motivate them to keep fighting for that?
Well, I think, like, the difference, there's females growing in the industry, but there's really, percentage-wise, not really that much of a, like, there's so many more dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from my band, they're mostly chicks, but but ultimately, you gotta own it just like the guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you've gotta, like, show what you got 110% and give all you got and work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the guys have to prove themselves. Like, if I watch a band, whether it's a guy or a girl up there, I'm still going to watch for the talent and, like, the passion. I really look for passion.
Yeah.
If you can feel what they're singing, you know, or feel what they're playing, then that's really what, like, turns me. Like, Five Finger Death Punch, for example.
Sure.
I'd heard some of their songs and it was cool, but then when we played with them on Shiprocked and I actually, like, saw the show and I met them and I really, like, just understood it, and I've become a fan ever since, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much seeing a live performance can change the mm-hmm. way you perceive a band or a person or you know, appreciate their music more or anything like that. There was that one point, I was never, like, really into Jane's Addiction. I knew, like, a few songs, but I never really got it until I saw them play at Pain in the Grass 2013, and I was like, oh my god, I get it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I became, like, just a diehard, and I went back through every album. I'm like, yeah, Jane's Addiction rocks! But sometimes it just takes a cool experience to really, you know, up your appreciation of a band or something
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we're super excited. Again, Pain in the Grass tickets are on sale right now at KISW.com. Mixie, you really do bring such energy to the show, and we cannot wait to have you guys on the main stage. It just means a really great deal to us. We like to think that you would find Seattle or White River Amphitheater to be your favorite place to play ever. But really, where is what's the one city where you find you get the warmest welcome?
Wow, that's a tough one. I will say this, as far as any place venue to play in the United States, the Red Rocks, just because it's so earthly. Yeah. I don't know if that's a hippie thing to say or something, but it's just like the music bounces off rocks.
Yeah.
Like it sounds really cool, but that the last Pain in the Grass, it was one of those awe moments the entire time we were on that stage. I remember just being like, just taking it all in. And I still remember it so vividly. Like, and I have the worst memory in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I remember like getting up there. I remember taking a deep breath and just looking around and just, you know. And when the boys found out, I actually found out we were playing the main stage this year first. And I had to keep it a secret from the guys, which is the hardest thing to do. And when I kept the secret, I was really good. And their reaction, Dawn was there, and their reaction was just like priceless. They were just, their jaws dropped. They all freaked out. They were just like, no way, no way. Because for them too, it was one of those just amazing moments. And you could feel the energy. And we watched Slipknot, and we saw the mountain of people just moving. And he told them all to get down and then to get up. And the whole entire place was like united, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. That's one of the things I love about music, is it's such a, especially the rock community, is such a special community where we come together and we throw down and we have a really great time. And I feel like it's there's a lot of, you know, mutual respect for people in the pit. You know, you don't see, I mean, of course, some people are going to end up with maybe a minor injury of sorts, but people really take care of each other out there too. You know, it's not like super insane. We love each other. We want more rockers, not fewer rockers. So
yeah.
I think it's such an embracing community. And that's why the fact that we get to put on Pain in the Grass every year is so awesome. Because really, that's the Washington's biggest rock festival.
It is really cool. I remember sitting side stage when Slipknot was playing and watching all the people come out of the pit and run back into it, and just the look of like yes in their eyes, you could see that they were just like, I'm going for it again, I'm crowd surfing right now. And it made me want to do it. Maybe I shouldn't, I don't know. I almost
stage
did
dive now.
Yeah. There's been moments where I'm like, I really want to stage dive right now, but I don't know if it's a bad idea. Am I going to get back up to the stage? Like, I finally like upgraded and got myself a wireless.
Oh, awesome.
I used to spin the mic all the time, so I was really like committed to that cable.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, okay, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be a grown up, and I'm going to get a wireless so I can go out into the crowd and I can go out into the pit. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a stage dive next Pain in the Grass. We'll see.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Again, mark your calendars for August 21st at White River Amphitheater. Between now and then, you guys have a new album coming out, though. Mm-hmm. And Finally Free is the lead single off of that. Is it song one?
It's song one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the first song written. The next one that's coming out really soon, too, is actually the first song that was written. And it's one of my favorites. What'll have a music video and all that stuff. But yes, our new record with Another Century, full length, our first full length, will be June 17th.
And it's called Never Alone.
Never Alone.
So excited.
Which is so true, because I'm never alone. Like, the boys will not go away.
Yeah, you're just surrounded
by... You can't get away.
Weird brothers all the time.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's kind of how it is here, though. You know, at KISW, it's like we have three ladies and then we're just outnumbered by guys.
Yeah.
And the three girls, we actually started a podcast just so we could like have lady talk, because no one gets us, you know, like...
Just get Manny Petty lady talk with the podcast.
Right? Sometimes we got to do that. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we've got Pain in the Grass on August 21st. It's Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Saint Asonia, Anthrax, Pop Evil, Mixie and Stitched Up Heart, and Window Pane. You can get tickets at KISW.com. Thanks again for coming out today, and El Corazon tonight. I hope you guys rock it.
Oh,
tear the roof off of that bitch.
Who knows? Maybe I'll stage dive tonight. I don't know.
We'll see.
It just depends on the crowd.
Then.
It really depends on the energy, so we'll see.
Well, that excites me greatly. Well, thanks again for coming, Mixie. We love you, and we'll see you in August.
I love you, too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.